Welcome to another experience by SMOTP.
I'm wet.
I want you to lie down and make sure that you are completely relaxed, that you feel comfortable, no discomforts, no creases digging in you, so that you can lie there and just concentrate. As you breathe in and breathe out, feel yourself breathing out any tensions, any discomforts, any frustrations of the day. Feel it wash out of your lungs like a black mist, to evaporate and leave you feeling light and clean. And as you breathe in, it's as though you're breathing in a sparkling cloud of little fragments of pleasure that make you tingle. And these little sparks run along your nerves and congregate deep down in that core of you, where your orgasms start, that tingling, tense place. So I want you to breathe for me. Breathe and relax and feel all your muscles unwind. Feel your toes and your fingers grow a little limp. And then your legs and your arms relax. Your hips, your shoulders, as you keep breathing and you breathe out the tension and breathe in the relaxation. Just feel more and more comfortable. Sink deeper and deeper into the bed you're lying on. And listen to me. Listen carefully to me. As you breathe and sink deeper, you feel my desire for you, my lust for you, around you like a cloud, touching you all over. And as you breathe, your skin becomes more sensitive. You can feel much more. You feel the surface you're lying on. You feel the slightest breeze touch your skin, tingle your nipples, make them hard and ache. And if you just open your legs a little for me, no, a little wider, my love, any breeze will cool your hot, wet pussy, and you'll feel even more tingly. So I want you to keep breathing and relax for me, and I'll just count you down only from 10 to 1. But as we count down, you'll just become more relaxed and you'll feel things much more sensitively, and you'll be much more aware of all of the sensations in your body. So as I count, I want you to just relax and become tingly. Feel all of your body start to glow a little, start to throb a little, start to feel more alive, more aroused, more aware and turned on. So we'll start counting, and I want you to feel all that. 10, 9. 8, oh yes, 7, 6, 5, now you're feeling very hot deep inside, getting wetter as I count, 4, 3, 3. Ooh, that feels good. 2. Yes. 1. Oh, yes. Just move your hips a little for me. A little figure of 8 so you feel your muscles and your thighs and the bed under you. Ooh, yes. Now I want you to focus on a few things for me as I describe them to you. I want you to recall from your exercises the sensations of the leather belt striking and stinging your flesh. When I say the word whack, when you hear me say the word whack, you'll feel that sensation on any part of your body that I describe. So when I say the word whack, you'll feel the leather belt strike you. So just relax and concentrate. When you hear my voice say the words bite hard nipple, you'll feel my lips around your nipple hard and aching, and the sharp nip of my teeth as I bite them, and the tingle will rush through your breast and into your chest and make you gasp. So when you hear my voice say the words bite hard nipple, you'll feel all those sensations. Just breathe and relax for me. When you hear my voice say the words bite hard clit, when you hear me say bite hard clit, you'll feel my lips sucking hard on your clitoris and my sharp, sharp teeth clamping down and nipping to make you writhe and gasp and your back arch. Ooh, yes, so when you hear me say the words bite hard clit, you'll feel all of those sensations. And when you hear my voice say the words fucking you, you'll feel that first stretching, aching entry of a thick, hard cock that stretches you so much. When you hear my voice say the word fucking you, you'll feel that cock enter your pussy, sliding, opening you, stretching you, making you gasp and moan and your breath catch. Relax and breathe. Relax and breathe. When you hear my voice say the word smack, smack, you'll feel my hand, broad and flat, slapping your body, slapping the part of your body I describe, hard and stinging. My fingers splayed to leave marks on your flesh. So when you hear my voice say the word smack, you'll feel my hand smack you, and it will make you ache and sting and arch. Relax and just breathe for me. Breathe, that's it. Keep breathing, my little one. Keep breathing, and as you relax, and with each breath that you take, you sink deeper and deeper into that feeling of comfortable, sensuous warmth as my desire wraps around you, supports you, envelops you. Just relax, and I'm going to count down from 10 to 5, and from 5 to 1. And as I count down, you'll sink deeper and deeper into this relaxed and attentive state, listening to my words, listening to my descriptions, and you'll feel them. Your skin much more sensitive, both internally in your pussy and externally on your nipples and breasts and thighs, especially your bottom. So relax and breathe and listen to my voice as I count you down. Each digit as I count down will take you deeper and deeper, more relaxed, more comfortable, and much more aware of the sensations of your body, both internally and externally. So count with me as we go together down and down, deeper and deeper. 10, 9, 8, deeper now. 7, 6, come with me. 5, and we'll just pause and let me hold your hand. Wrap your fingers in mine and feel my palm against yours as I hold your hand and help you down this little flight of steps that we find that takes us deeper and deeper. And there's a door at the bottom and we'll go through it together. But come with me as I count us down the steps. And each time you step down, you'll become more relaxed. Your skin much more sensitive, and you'll become more aware of all of the delicious sensual feelings within yourself, deep inside you, on your nipples, your stomach, your thighs, and your clit. 5, step down with me. 4, 3, come deeper, my love. 2, hold my hand tightly. 1, and I open the door. And in front of us, there's a bedroom, decorated and furnished from the Civil War period. You recognize the bed, the bed covers, the water bowl and the jug, your hairbrush, the stool, and the clothes laid out on the bed for you. And I take your hand and lead you across to stand by the bed. You're completely nude, and you feel the warm air that's blowing the curtains flow across your skin, over your neck and shoulders, down your back, and around your breasts, making your nipples get hard and your pussy a little moist. And you're waiting for your servant to help you dress, and we look at the clothes laid out. There are silky, soft French knickers that are wide in the leg and very loose. And there's a tight little corset and a very pretty off-the-shoulder dress. And you wait, and I lift up a little bell and ring it. And it makes you smile. And through the door bustles your servant, in her 50s, smiling and helping you get dressed. First of all, she holds out the French knickers, and you slide your legs into them, and she helps them up over your thighs, her hands warm and smooth on your skin. And you feel the silk encase your bottom and touch your slightly damp pussy, and it makes you want to wriggle, but no, you can't, there's a servant with you. And she picks up the corset and puts it across your front, and you feel the tightness of it as she wraps it around your back. Feel how it cups your breasts and lifts them, and your nipples just on the cups are irritated, but oh, it feels so sweet. And as she laces it up and tightens it, you feel that delicious constraint, that tightening, that enclosure. And you hear through the open window horses' hooves. You think nothing of it as your servant girl helps you pull on the silky, filmy stockings that encase your legs and up your thighs, attaching to the clips at the base of the corset. Smooths it over your ankles and your legs, up to your thighs. First your left leg, then your right leg. And the noise outside is suddenly louder, and there's shouting, and you wonder what it is, but you're enjoying the feel of these delicious clothes on you. And suddenly the door bursts open, and this tall, broad-shouldered man in his late 40s shoulders through and sees the two women, you and your servant, and he glares at the servant, his dark brown eyes flashing, his wild curly hair dishevelled from the ride, his clothes are mud-spattered, and he's grimy, but he's so strong and powerful, and he shouts, "Leave us!" And the servant scuttles out around him, and he comes across the room, slowly stalking across to you. "You, come here." And you're trembling and a little frightened. You're very aware of what little you're wearing. You really should put the dress on, but you're tugged by his words and you stumble across to stand in front of him. On your knees. "Look at me." His voice commands you and you can do nothing else but obey. "I've come thousands of miles across the open ocean to make a new life here, and I get embroiled in your petty squabbles. I've fought and I've killed. I've been months away from my womenfolk. You're the first white woman that I've seen in many months. And I think I'm deserving. I think I'm owed. And you little slut, you're going to be my prize. Stand up." And you stand up. You are trembling now and very frightened. He's so strong and so commanding, so masterful, and his hand grips you by the back of your head, his fingers entwining in your hair and pulling your face to his. "Kiss me." And you just whimper, and his mouth covers your mouth, his cruel lips parting yours and his tongue thrusting deeper, deeper into your mouth, to the base of your mouth. And you're trembling and moaning as his hands are all over you, squeezing your breasts, and you feel his hand slide down inside the front of your tight corset and tear it from you. And his hands crush your breasts as his hand in your hair tightens and his thumb and finger squeeze and tug at your nipple, and you whimper and moan in his mouth. And he breaks the kiss, still squeezing your breast, and stares deep into your eyes, and you can see those months of lust, those months of ache, and you know he is going to take his will on you. You know he is going to fuck you hard and rough, and you're so wet. Oh, you can feel your pussy leaking, oozing, moistening the soft silk of your panties. And his hands continue to rove all over you. He releases your hair and runs his hands and fingers down your spine and cups your bottom, squeezing your ass in his strong, firm fingers. And his hand releases your breast and slides into the waistband, and you feel his fingers curling in and through your hair, reaching, seeking, and finding your pussy lips. And you whimper and moan as his fingers explore your wetness. And he says, "My little slut, you are ready for me. You want me to fuck you. When did you last have a good, hard fuck? Well, you're going to get it. But you struggle. You're frightened. You're scared. And you struggle and try and pull away. No, 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 no escaping. I think you need to be tamed, my little one." And he drags you across to the bed and sits down and drags you across his knees, your breasts crushed against his thighs, so strong, iron hard from all that riding and fighting. And your back is arched, and your bottom is in the air, and you can feel his hand roving all over it, caressing it, stroking that soft roundness. And suddenly, whack, he smacks your bottom. Ooh, it stings. Whack, and again, oh, even with the silk covering it, it hurts so much. But oh, it's so good, and you start to ooze even more, get more and more wet. Whack, ooh, and again, whack, oh, and now his fingers are stroking underneath your silk pants and down between your buttocks, seeking the source of that oozing moisture. And his hard, strong fingers find your pussy and slip straight into you, taking you, searching, possessing you, penetrating, looking for that place, that special place. Ah, and he finds it. Those nerves when his fingers claw back and forth, touching, stroking, pressing, make your back arch and you moaning. You can feel the tension deep inside your belly mounting as his fingers fuck you, stroking your G-spot back and forth, back and forth. Oh, that pressure. Oh, that pleasure. Oh, you're coming. You're coming. Come for me. Come for me, my little one. Come for me as his fingers probe and search and press and back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Come for me, my little one. Gush. Flood his fingers. Squirt all over his hand as he finger fucks you. In and out, in and out, in and out. You can't help it. You keep coming. Again, come for me again, my little one. Come for me now as his fingers fuck you, probe you, enter you, own you. And suddenly his hand is gone. You feel empty, you feel the loss, and you whimper, and whack, he smacks you again. Whack, again harder. Whack, it's stinging so hard. And he tears your panties from you, ripping them, silk tearing and hurting as it parts, and then your bottom is bare, you're utterly exposed to him. And his hand strokes, and you can feel the stinging redness softened and caressed. And you can feel his lips and his tongue as he kisses and licks the stinging. And you can feel him then lift you up, lifts you in his arms, and lays you on the bed. And he takes the stocking from your left leg, rolls it gently down. Oh, you feel it sliding, his hands on your thighs, until it gets to your ankle, and he strips it off, ties it tightly around your ankle, and ties it to the bed, and does the same with your other leg, rolling it down. Oh, yes. Ooh, and ties your ankle to the other side of the bed, spread-eagled now. Your soaking, wet pussy exposed and open to his gaze. And he licks his fingers and slides them into you right to the knuckle and opens them inside you and pulls them out and then back in together and out, stretching you. Oh, God, you can do nothing but writhe and moan and twist as his fingers fuck you in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And you feel that pressure building again as his fingers fuck you in and out, in and out. And he adds a third finger that stretches you so much. Oh, the ache, and it's so delicious. And he fucks you now harder with three fingers, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And you're coming again. You can feel it build as his fingers probe and press and fuck you. Come for me, my little one. Come for me as he finger fucks you. In and out, in and out, in and out. Come for me, my little one. Come for me, gush. Squirt and flood your thighs in his hands. And he takes his hand from you and licks all of your juices, from each finger. You taste so sweet. It's been so long. I'm going to enjoy fucking you. And he finds in the drawer that's open nearby another pair of stockings, and he ties your wrists to the head of the bed. And now you are helpless, spread wide, nude, and able to escape. And you see him take his clothes off, first his shirt, and oh God, his muscles and the scars. This man has fought many battles and is so strong. And you watch him unbuckle his trousers and let them fall to the floor. And, oh my God! How big is he? His cock is huge, long and thick and arching up to his belly, so eager to be inside you, so eager to fuck you. You know this is going to hurt, you know it, but oh, you want it so much. Oh God, you want that cock in you so much, and you can feel yourself getting wetter and wetter and wetter. He climbs on top of you, you feel his weight covering you, his thighs between yours, and you feel the hardness of him. You feel that smooth, round, thick head of him pushing into you, stretching you, fucking you deep and hard and long. And he, still inside you, growing a little softer, his mouth now on your neck and chest and breast, sucking your nipple deep into his mouth, his lips around your nipple, suckling, making them grow, making them ache. Bite hard, nipple. Feel that sharpness. Oh, yes, as his teeth sharp clamp on your nipple and drag it out. Bite hard, nipple. Oh, yes. Feel his hands all over you. Feel his mouth now exploring all of you as he slips his cock from inside you and his mouth eases and kisses down your belly, down and down until his mouth covers your pussy and he sucks you. You feel your juices and his cum bubbling from deep inside you as he sucks it from you, drinking you, tasting you. Oh God, that feels so good, so good. As his tongue roves all over you, licking, probing, flicking, curling around your clit, and oh, you feel the pressure building again as his tongue flicks, 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 flicks at your clit. Ooh, bite hard, clit. Oh my God, you're about to come. The pain and pleasure, so good as he sucks hard on your clit, and two fingers thrust hard into you, filling you, stretching you. Come for me, as he fucks you with his fingers and sucks at your clit. Bite hard, clit. Oh, yes, come for me, little one, come for me. Oh, so delicious, so delicious. You are trembling now, trembling with the orgasms and the feelings of, oh, such pleasure. And he kisses back up your body and rolls to one side and looks down in your eyes and says to you, I'm going to have to come back and fuck you some more. And with that, he slaps with his hand your left breast and slaps your right breast. And they tremble and the pain makes you arch your back and want to come yet again. And he says to you, my little slut, you were very good. I think I shall bring my men up and we can all enjoy you, one after the other. Wait for me. I shan't be long. And you feel him get up off the bed and leave the room, and you're left there, soaking wet, sweating, aching from his hard cock, his teeth on your nipples and your clit. And your legs are trembling, and your thighs are wet with his sperm and your cum, and you're left there, wondering, how many men? Are they all as big and as hard as him? Will they all fuck you? And won't it be so good? And just think on that, my little one. Think on that, not knowing how many, how big, how each one will fuck you. And just remember, they haven't seen or had a woman in many months. You're their first, and they are going to so fuck you. And just relax now, my love. Just relax. Just relax, and I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And as I count down, you're going to come up through all of the depths that I've taken you. I'm going to come up and be aware and fully awake. You'll feel all of the sensations that you've experienced all over again. You'll be able to recall them in the most minute detail and relive them. The pleasure will flow through you. The sharp, stinging pains will be there again. And you'll enjoy it so much. So come up with me. Hold my hand as I draw you up. Draw you back to wakefulness. 5, 4, 3. Come with me. 2, 1. Wake up. Wake up and remember everything. Wasn't that very special?
www.smotp.com The home of directed erotic visualization.